Roto-Rooter.
Plumbing problem? Leaks are no match for DIY duct tape. And a wrench. And a towel, more duct tape, a hammer, this random tube I found in the basement, another bucket, more tape, a little more tape. Perfect.
Ah, maybe leave plumbing to the pros at Roto-Rooter.
Roto-Rooter.
For the latest podcasts, for the latest sports news, and for Tutcher and Rich, download the 98.5 The Sports Hub app now.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub now!
It's the Bankroll Boys.
Did that count?
Yep.
With Joey Bag of Money.
And the Onion.
Okay. Get help today.
And Fist of Cash in this chat.
.985 The Sports Hub, where Toucher and Rich, and it's the Bankroll Boys. Dan Lifshitz, Joe Murray, and they come in and they tell you about square plays and fades and everything else. Now, first of all, Murray, have you? Do you know who Custom Grove 420 is?
I've heard of them. Yes.
Yeah. Do you? Now tell me what a he did 25. What was it, Rich?
It's like the dabs.
25 dabs in a row. How difficult would that to be?
It'd be incredibly hard. You ever done it?
I've never done a dab, no.
You'll cough your brains out. It's you're like high for like 3 hours.
Oh, really? Which is just one?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, about a couple hours.
Is it a different kind of high than just smoking?
Explain this high.
You know the first time you smoke weed and you just cough your brains out?
Yeah.
That's, no.
It does that, and then you're just high for like a couple hours.
Rich has smoked weed.
I've never been high, though. I've taken a puff or two, but I've never been high.
This is what I've been told, by the way.
Yes.
This is according to insider sources.
Wait, so is it more intense?
Yes.
So if you did 25, told, would you be like...
You'd be like tripping your brain. You'd be tripping.
Yeah.
Now, you would be high. Would be melting. As hell.
Do you own a pipe that you can do dabs on?
I do not, but yeah, you can actually get them like at any shop.
Right. So you need a butane torch. You need one of those specialized pipes.
Yep.
And then you need the dabs. And what happened? He did a 10 dab one hit.
Whew. Yeah, you could do that. I've seen that. But it's just you put it in, you close it, and what are those things called? They're trying to get rid of them because everyone's using them. They're like
vape pens.
But not the vape.
What's he talking about, Dan?
Not the vape, but the other thing. You can put them right in there. Yeah, there you go.
What is it? What is it, Dan?
What is it, Dan?
What's it called?
A Julu?
Yeah, one of those things. You can just like put a bunch of in there.
Well, he said he was unprecedented that he did the 10 dab.
Ten
dab pull.
It's incredible.
Yeah, and he was
brain dead.
Well, he was more effed up after the ten dab one hit than he was the 25 dabs in a row. He just couldn't breathe after the 25 dabs in a row.
That really is. It's like a real strong, like inhalation.
All I want is him on the show to talk about his days as a juggalo and everything else. But that's enough of that. You guys were. How'd you do last week?
Rough college football. We've been bad to college football the last few weeks, but we're killing NFL.
Yeah. So. You had a profitable week. UFC was great.
Yeah?
Yes.
So Nurmagomedov won the fight. Khabib. It was awesome. I thought the fight was awesome. The underdogs went 2-2. And I was with a group of guys. We just kept, let's pick that guy. We ended up coming up for $100. I think we won. It went 2-2. I think we won like $140.
Did you bet Derek Lewis, Mr.
Yes, Randy won with 15 seconds left. We went nuts. Yep. Absolutely nuts. Like high fives. And the guy's like, oh, yeah, I had to take my pants off.
That was great.
Outstanding.
Well, thanks to the Khabib bet, I've got somewhat of a bankroll going with you guys.
You got like
now.
$120 going on a bankroll. Right
no, we got like $200.
That's right. Yeah.
Minus his fee.
I gave you $120, and then I bet on Khabib. So
that's
he was
right.
favored. So I'm probably like round two or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's not too bad.
I think
bad.
$180 altogether.
All right. Good. So
I think he knows.
It's a lot less. All right. So let's take a look at the Patriots game for this weekend because from what I'm hearing, this is the highest over under of the NFL season so far. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay.
So far.
What are you guys looking at as far as if you wanted to bet on this weekend's game, Sunday night's game, what would you recommend betting and what are the spreads?
We have a rule on the show, the highest total you go over, the lowest total you go under. How do you feel this week, Dan?
Yeah, this is one I might have to break the rule. I think that this is going to be one of those games where guys like Mahomes don't do well on the road. Like first-year quarterbacks, I know he's not a rookie, but first-year starting quarterbacks just don't do well on the road in New England. They never really have. Everyone, I think, is going to be on Kansas City this week. I mean, I think they're 5-0 against the spread.
Is that
the
square play?
Kansas City's the square play.
Oh, yeah, man. Nailed it.
Good job, Fred. Proud of you. I think everyone's going to be on Kansas City this week. I think people are going to continue to ride the 5-0 against the spread, you know, thing. And I'm going to be on the Patriots this week. I think they're going to beat them pretty decently, touchdown or plus, something like that.
Okay, and the spread right now is three? Is that
three
right?
And a half.
Three and a half.
Three and a half. Okay, yep. All right. So
the number is quarterbacks all time with 10 or fewer career starts are winless against Bill Belichick since he took over as the head coach.
At Gillette?
No, I think overall.
Just overall.
Okay. Oh, just in general. Okay.
All right. Well, that's good to know.
And this is one of the only times where a 5-0 team has come in as an underdog. Like, you don't see that often. I think the last time it happened was the Patriots in 07 against the Cowboys. If you remember that game, Pats came in undefeated and... like you said, the Patriots won the game.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So, any other games? What's your NFL lock this weekend?
Oof. So, home dogs were outstanding last week. Home dogs on the season are 15-7 against the spread this year. So, I'm going to look at home dogs this week. There's a few of them. One of them I'm looking at is the Cleveland Browns. They're one of the best teams against the spread this year. I like Cleveland as a home dog against the Chargers this week, +1.5.
Okay, just 1.5 is what they're getting?
That's
all
what
right.
They're getting right now.
There's a massive spread in this Buffalo Bills-Houston Texans game. It's 11. Does that scare you?
Well, there's some inside information that Dan Lipschitz might have.
Insider, stop! What do we
Joe,
got?
What's inside information? I believe that stays inside.
Not in this room. We've learned anything, it doesn't happen here.
I see, okay. Right. So I heard from a buddy who said that Watson had a punctured lung.
Oh, interesting!
Really? That he had the Patrice Bergeron kind of type injury after the playoffs a couple years ago.
Yeah, the one where it was insane that he was continuing to play on that.
Right. So and that he didn't that Watson didn't know if he was going to play. So the spread wasn't up for a few days. It just came up yesterday after Watson said he was going to play. I'm still kind of wary on what he's going to be like if that's actually the case. So, I mean, again, you kind of always have to take this information with a grain of salt. But, I mean, just kind of what I've heard out there in the stratosphere.
I like it. So you would take Lipschitz, the Bills with that spread?
I probably won't touch that game.
This is done deal Lipschitz over here.
Lipschitz has got ears everywhere.
Yeah. Watson said he's playing this weekend, but we'll see.
Yeah.
And no one knew that there was any injury until I heard from Dan earlier in the
Who's
week.
Who's backing up Watson out there?
Oh, geez.
No one good.
No one good.
Whoever it is, I'm out.
It doesn't really matter.
Like, whoever it is.
All right, the ALCS. We've got the props out for that. Who's favored and where are you putting your money?
So when it started, I believe the Astros were a slight favorite to win the pennant at +325. Red Sox were +340. The odds right now are Houston's somewhat of a hefty favorite, -155. Boston's 125. Boston's the value in this case. But based off what you've seen from last series, this series, you have to think the Astros are the clear favorites in this situation. Mm-hmm. Value's the Red Sox. If you look at the pitching staff, it's probably Houston has the advantage. Bullpen, Houston has the advantage. Hitting, it could be even. I think everything leads to Houston in this series. If the Sox go down, you know, one game at home, there's going to be three in a row in Houston. So I lean the Astros in this series, even though I have a little investment in the Red Sox winning it all this year.
No, you took a futures.
Yes,
bet.
That's right.
Oh, you did. When did you do that?
Earlier in the year, and I'm in another tournament going on right now that can cash out for about $2,000.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, okay.
$100 to win $2,000. By the way.
Oh boy,
not bad. Nice. Yeah. Not too.
Is this just you and other?
Yes, and these friends are also in a Deadpool as well.
Oh yeah.
So they all picked like 10 names of people they think that would die this year.
Who's the highest odds?
I think Ric Flair was one of them.
Oh, really?
Betty White's the highest odds.
But I don't think she'll ever die. Like, I thought it would have been
in her 90s. I mean, it could happen at the drop of a hat. And Ric Flair, I would imagine, ain't bad bet either.
Where's a guy like Charlie Sheen?
Ooh, I haven't seen him yet.
Oh, really?
It's like a Facebook thing. I'll look it up.
Charlie Sheen is, like, rich. I know he has HIV, but he's, like, rich, and that can all be taken.
So is Scott Weiland. I mean, anyone who's kind of known to have, no, like,
but,
you know.
But I don't know if he's got a heroin habit right now. I don't know if he ever had a heroin
habit. So it's heroin that kind of puts them up into it.
Yeah,
to
you a would, heroin's the scary one. He was more of, a meth crack situation, which is not, I believe, is fatal. Especially if you have money. If you can just buy as much crack as you want, you know?
That's an excellent point.
What's the problem?
We like Dan.
In the death pool?
If there was a 98.5 The Sports Hub staff death pool.
I think Nick would be the heavy favorite.
Oh, yeah. I got all my money out of it.
Well, Nick's like, you can't. I don't think take that off the board. It's like in Vegas when it's just like, you just got to take that off because everyone's just going to end up making too much money.
I think it would go Nick, then me. I believe it would be.
Would it be Fred?
It would be Fred.
Is Fred next?
No, Fred is next. If you talk to Hardy, Fred's definitely next.
Yeah. I don't know. Couldn't you see Zolak like walking off a porch, just like randomly jumping and falling off of something, you know, elevated off the ground and hitting his head?
Well, there's no one like old.
No, there's no one's really that old. Oh, what about Wallach?
Am I next?
Yeah.
Wallach has gone like all in with doctors. He follows like every doctor's order.
Yeah.
It's really quite boring.
Does he really? Well, is that for a reason?
Gotta protect what's left.
Something we don't know about? He has all of this medical advice?
Yeah. All four of them. I'm all in.
Yeah, it's kind of Nick versus the field. You're right about that. That's pretty much about it.
Yeah. I mean, Nick could go at any point.
Oh, Maz in the other room? Why Maz?
Maz.
I don't know about Maz.
Maz is sneaky young. Like you might think Maz is like in his like mid-50s, but that's not the case.
He's like, that was a movie, Jack, the guy who aged at like 10 times the
Robin
rate.
Robin Williams, yes.
Right, well, someone's dying is all I know. So we'll see how that goes.
617-779-0985. Who would be number one behind Nick in the 98.5 The Sports Hub Deadpool?
I've done it. Well, we've done bits. Every time Hardy's in here, he does a bit, how's Fred going to die?
Fred is dead.
All right, there you go. 617-779-0985.
Do you have a Kush play of the week, then?
Yeah, what's the Kush play of the week?
Oh, do I? Yeah. I like the Jets this week. I like the Jets minus 2.5 this week against Indianapolis. Weird spread. I think Indy's been terrible. I think the Jets have continuously gotten better. I think Darnold's probably looking half decent. Give me the Jets.
Their injury report is a little
healthy on defense?
No, they're not very healthy on defense.
I mean, I watched.
They were healthy enough last weekend to crush the Broncos.
No, I just I know. I just their injury report yesterday was a little concerning. But I'm with you. I think Indianapolis is terrible.
I just got a tweet that said Fred's cat is number one in the dead.
Oh, that's a good point.
Leave that cat out of it. Chris, the first question ever by a listener for the Bankroll Boys.
Good morning, Bankroll Boys. How you doing?
Good morning.
I love the podcast. I'm kind of a novice gambler. Just had a couple of questions, and I'll just take them off the air. Do you guys have any thoughts on tonight's game? And what's the over-under on the amount of times Sarge has been touched by a woman?
I do know that answer.
Jim Murray likes Sarge.
Oh my God.
I would take the over on the women part with Sarge.
No.
Wow.
How about that?
Dead serious.
Jim Murray loves backing up Sarge.
Well, Joe Murray, but yes.
Oh, sorry. My bad.
I'm getting after Nick. The next man up would be Sarge.
Okay.
The tights game?
I like the Giants tonight. I think that Philly has been is still continuing to be overvalued as one of the biggest teams in the league. They've been awful this year. I don't think they're even remotely what they were last year. I think the Giants have been half decent at home. I think a short week at home, give me the Giants.
Quickly, where do I put my money? Where do I let the bankroll go?
Joe Murray, where's the bankroll?
I don't know.
Where's the bankroll? He's got $180 to play with.
You guys got me on a roll.
Dan's on a run. Oh, by the way, I went 5-0 last week and ended 0-5.
Okay.
So, Dan, maybe you should field this one.
All right, Dan, what do you got?
I told you, take the Jets this week, minus 2.5.
All right, there you go. Put it all on Sammy D. Sammy D, baby.
All right, we're getting the call. 617-779-0985. Who would be behind Nick, of course, nearly dead Nick, number one in the 98.5 The Sports Hub Deadpool.
All right, this morning at 7:30, 9:30, chance to score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots Chiefs Sunday night. Gentlemen, Bankroll Boys, Joe Murray, Dan Lifshitz, thank you for your time.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub. We'll be right back.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We were talking to Joe Murray. Said that he was in, or his friends were in, some kind of Deadpool. And then we were talking about the Deadpool here and how Nick Jamelli's got to be a number one, and then it's sort of the field.
Yeah, he's off the board. It's like he's like the Tiger Woods. You know, like Tiger Woods versus the field. It's Nick Jamelli essentially versus the field. But who would it be after that?
By the way, your Patriots ticket's coming up at 7:30. All right, Matt, go ahead, sir.
All right, I think a faraway second will be Scott Zolak, and I'll tell you why. Listen to a clip of him announcing the Pats games. He's building small little blood clots in his entire body when he screams like that.
Yes, he loses his voice. He's very hyperactive. There are warning signs. Perhaps a heart gives way.
But couldn't you see him also, like, during Josie at one of the games, like, flipping out so much that he actually flies out of the booth and maybe, like, breaks his neck or something like that?
I do not see that.
On the contrary, I think he's living a stress-free life, man. It's very cathartic, all that yelling. I think he's cool as a cucumber now.
Well, he travels all around doing appearances. 617-779-0985. Pat, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Hey.
Hey.
Hey, so my pick in the Deadpool is, who's the poor soul that's stuck working with Adam Jones at night nowadays?
Christian Arcand.
Yep, he's got my bet right there.
Okay. Do you think that's a depression situation, or do you think that it's just too hard on him physically?
I think he's... All right.
So, well, I mean, you got to explain your pick. I mean, Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to let you guys know, Rich, I think you're right about Charlie Sheen. I checked mybookie.net the other night, and he was in there, so you got the right idea.
Okay, all
right.
I say Lenny Dykstra, by the way, if you want to know what I think. Go ahead.
And I just want to throw in Clint Eastwood. I mean, when the hell is that guy going to die?
That's a good point. He's very old, and he's getting weird. He talked to a chair. Do you remember when he talked to the chair?
I do remember that. He had a conversation with it on stage somewhere.
How old do you think Clint Eastwood is?
He's got to be,
he's probably 86.
88.
Wow.
88 years old.
Luke, go ahead.
Fred is ahead of Nick. Like, his face is so fat that even his eyes, somehow your eyelids are so fat that you can't even keep your stupid eyes open. The only part of your face that isn't hypertensive is your teeth. You're, like, so out of shape. Do a push-up right now in front of everybody.
Oh, I can do a push-up.
Do one push-up.
I can do
one right now. Do a push-up.
Well, okay.
I'm going to do a push-up right now.
You want me to do a push-up?
A real one.
All right, I'll do a
real
one.
A man push-up.
I will do a man push-up.
Do a man push-up. As opposed to having the knees on the floor.
Yeah, not one against
the other. Fred Toucher, doing a push-up.
Okay, there you go.
All right, that's two.
Two.
Three. Very good.
Go.
No, that's a stripes. Three push-ups. Someone throw some money at him.
It's stripes right there. Fantastic.
There you go.
Excellent. All right.
My
so
friends, don't ever question my strength. It's huge. All right. Let's go to Kevin.
Yeah, guys, I'm just kind of blown away by the fact that you guys have just a prime candidate to be behind Nick, one Mark Bertrand, and no one has mentioned his name. Clearly, not someone who's taking extremely good care of themselves. So I'll just listen to you guys and curious as to why nobody's mentioned him yet.
I think people are pretty much focused on me. But Mark Bertrand, not a bad pick.
No, we have here some of the tweets coming in, Fred, of people who are picking that they have. Someone said Hook because he's driving in blizzards all the time.
Yeah, and plus he's got the 75 kids, which could lead a man to death.
Bird is going to die because Fred will kill him for missing the wake-up call again.
Yeah.
Fred is going to sustain life-threatening injuries falling off the bike he ordered trying to reclaim his youth.
By the way, apparently the 20-inch bike I ordered is for people between the ages of 7 and 10.
Oh, no.
Which means my son can't ride it and my daughter doesn't know how to ride a bike yet. And I rode a bike yesterday like an idiot and like almost fell 5,000 times.
Oh, no.
First of all, I was driving on flat tires and I didn't realize for about 10 minutes. So I had to go home.
Why is it so hard to pedal this thing?
Yeah. So I had to go home and try to get that all together. Not easy. Let's go to, I don't know. All right.
Bird, put the info up, buddy.
Yeah, you got to get a little faster, Bird. All right, Rich, while we're waiting for the more phone calls, in all seriousness, you're involved in something.
Oh, yes. And I so this coming Wednesday. So a week from yesterday, I do this once a year, and our listeners obviously are some of the best listeners as far as being very charitable. And once a year, I always come and ask you guys the Light the Night Walk, which is for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, is going to be at the Boston Common. And we are raising money, and all the money goes to a great charity. It's Team March for Mary, because obviously, as you know, my wife got cancer three times, and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society was there, and they did miracles to help out my wife and a lot of other people who are like her. So I'm going to tweet out a link at Toucher and Rich. You guys have been amazing. Team March with Mary has raised a ton of money, thanks to mostly you guys, the listeners. And on top of that, this is kind of cool. Abe and Louie's has added to their menu a special dessert. It's like this red velvet cake that if you order that dessert through the month of October, all of the money is going to go towards Team March for Mary, Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. So very cool for Abe and Louie's to reach out and do that. So, you know, obviously go there, get a good steak, get yourself that velvet cake, and that money goes also towards it as well. But if you could, please donate. Our listeners always step up. We don't ask you guys for a ton of money. Twice a year, we do it when we do the Bruins, Pucks and Paddles, and we do it now for Light the Night. So whatever you can do, whatever you can give, please do that. Now back to talking about the death of the people on 98.5 The Sports.
Yes, indeed.
Couldn't have been a more awkward place to put that. Colin, why not?
Well, we had to get out of the way.
Colin, go ahead.
Hey, Fred's going to be the first one that dies because he's going to fall off his bike and get like a serious brain injury.
I'm not falling off that thing. I'm doing cherry pickers. I ain't wearing a helmet. I don't care if it's for a 10-year-old.
Got to get the bike. Yeah, I was just going to say, does this mean the bike goes back, or are you going to suffer with it as is?
How the hell am I going to send the bike back?
Are you going to order another one?
No, I'll use the one, because if you really want to get loose, you got to have a small bike.
But you said it's for like 8-year-olds, right?
I don't know. It said men's when I got it, but then all these listeners sent me emails saying how it was for little kids.
Huh.
It said men's. All right. I got tickets.
Wait till Nick puts it together wrong.
Nick puts it together wrong, I'm going to kick his ass, and I'm not joking.
Then he'll die.
Well, that's the only thing stopping me. Car number 10 right now from the Pride Motor Group contest line, 617-931-0985. We'll score a pair of tickets to see the Patriots beat. Or Patriots beat.
Yeah!
What's up?
Come on, now,
put the jinx on it.
I heard Boston loves to party.
All right. See the Patriots battle the undefeated Kansas City Chiefs this Sunday night at Gillette Stadium. Another pair coming up at 9:30. Bob, go ahead, sir. Who would die next?
I think that somebody at the station dies a little bit every day, and that's Sarge.
Fair enough. All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. There you go. Everyone has something to be at Sarge. You are up, my friend. I don't know why that's not fire.
That's weird.
All right. Okay, there you go. All right. More tickets available for you. That is coming up at 9:30. We are just moments away from hearing Mark Jamelli and his Cribs. How exciting to hear Mark Jamelli. We've done Sarge, who had a bachelor pad. We did Bird, who managed to make babies cry and had a bunch of rings. And now we go into Mark Jamelli. I don't want to see a picture.
I told him to take no pictures.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
It's all with your
nice
mind.
Nice of you. Yes, it's all about the, what is it called? The, when you're
mental using, images?
Yeah, there's a more poetic way of putting it. Theater of the mind.
Okay. Yeah.
And then we'll learn about, I would imagine, the recliner, perhaps the wet bar where he makes his Manhattans at quote-unquote 3. And we'll find out more about it. I can't tell you how excited I am.
I sleep on a recliner.
Here are the headlines.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
Watching Bird in there answering the phone calls from the people in the contest.
Absolute, it's chaos.
Okay.
Why today as opposed to any other day?
Well, because I don't usually watch him, but what was funny today is how long does he spend on the phone with someone who didn't win?
We're trying to tell them to come back at 9:30, so we're trying to say to them, you know, we've already given away the tickets. Thanks for calling. Your next chance at 9:30. So kind of the
all right
what we're doing.
But does he get very nervous when it comes time to answer the phones?
Yes. because they were all, remember, at one point, they were all ringing. So we had a bunch of people on hold that wanted to tell Deadpool stories, and then people calling in early for the contest and then on time for the contest. So you can hear it now, yeah.
Yeah, so, chaos. I mean, there's just so many phone calls to answer.
9:30. at what time? 9:30.
He's got to remember that it's at 9:30, too.
That's right.
That's not easy.
Thank you, Bird.
That's not easy. Well, you know what? And then he's hovered over the keyboard. He's having the time of his life.
It's a hunt and peck when you have to type in the names.
Yeah, he's not exactly 90 words a minute, you know. All right, so.
Thank you for calling. We already have a winner, Trey, again at 9:30.
Wow.
85 Sports Hub, thank you for calling. Trey, again at 9:30.
So you can just hang up after you say that. You don't have to actually hear a response.
Thank you for calling. We already have a winner, Trey, again at 9:30.
You just rifle through. You don't actually have to hear a response.
Yeah, that's well. Listen,
but thank you.
That would be rude.
There you go, Bird. That would be fairly.
All right.
Rude.
So we will talk to Mark Jamelli, and we'll start his cribs coming up at 7:50.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that LeBron James is a wine expert? He is apparently, like, he really is, and that he gives his children, I believe the age is 9 and 11, wine.
I think he was joking about
that. No, he wasn't, because I know people that do it.
It's like 14 and 11, I think. I have not seen the clip, but I read it.
I don't think he's joking at all.
Okay.
No, in fact, from what I read, he's not joking, and it's not uncommon. Like, people in France give their kids wine with meals. I know, not very well, but I know a woman who has a winery, a very small winery in Napa Valley, who has her kids, or did when they were younger, had their kids drink wine at meals.
Did you ever did your dad ever do the sip of beer thing when you were a kid?
No, my dad didn't. We never had any kind of bonding experience. That like, yes. You know, there was never any, like, hey, kid, come over here. No, what I would do is I would drink out of a Faygo can in his room, and there would be 7,000 merit butts in it. No, but I never had the, hey, come over here and have, hey, kid, you know, you're getting older, come over here and have a sip of beer.
Yeah.
No.
My dad didn't drink, so I never had that. However, whenever there were guests over, my mother, I remember this one time where I went into the refrigerator, and there was this big Tupperware thing with what looked like she had made chocolate milk for all of us. And it was, you know, like with the mix, because I saw that she'd bought chocolate syrup. I'm like, hell yeah, chocolate milk. So I poured a big glass of it, and I chugged some of it, and it was, what is that, a white Russian, or what do you call it? And I immediately just, like, I might have been 7, and I immediately just, like, spit it up all over, like, our kitchen table.
You could have kept it ingested, and it wouldn't have done anything to you, white Russian.
Was that Kahlua? Or
yeah. It was Kahlua and milk.
There's nothing grosser than a white Russian. Those are disgusting.
They're fine if your stomach's burning.
Alcohol and milk, to me, I just can't take the two of them together.
Well, Kahlua is basically a milkshake.
Yeah, I don't like Kahlua. I'm not a big fan.
Well, it's not like I drink it every day. You can't go to a bar and go, like, I'll have a white Russian.
I also can't drink, like, an Irish coffee where it's like a liquor
Bailey's
inside of coffee. Yeah, I can't do that. No, I'm out of that.
All right. Well, yeah. So he gives the wine to his children. Now, why did you think he was kidding?
Because I think there were reporters who were saying he was kidding, and I think he came back and had to say he was kidding because of there being backlash.
I mean people do that. I mean, if he gives them a tiny bit of wine and he's like a savant, if it's a part of his life, I don't know.
Because it's legal. I mean, I think when you're, you know, the face of the organization and you say that and there's a lot of sponsorships,
it's not illegal.
And things, kids can't drink.
No, you're allowed, they can't purchase alcohol.
You see, I thought that was like a minor, like you know, you can't give a minor alcohol.
No, the Washington Post reports LeBron James says he shares wine with his sons ages 11 and 14. Well, that can't be true, because what if in a religious ceremony?
Well, if it's for a religious thing, I think that you can get away with it.
Okay,
I don't know what the difference is.
So you're telling me, I don't give my kids alcohol, by the way, you're telling me that it's okay if it's for religious reasons, but if it's for my own decision, that's not okay?
Yeah, there's a lot of things that you can get away with for religious reasons.
I'm saying that's
that
not...
You can't, that's legally.
Obviously,
you can't.
And there's a lot of bad things that you're allowed to do, no, apparently, in religion.
It's true.
Yes, but no, I think that it's, you're not allowed to purchase alcohol. I think that if you were given to it by a parent, they can't... What, are they going to arrest you? But no, this is no thing. This is no BS. LeBron James, he shares wine with his sons ages 11, 14. That was a Washington Post article. And he's a considerable wine connoisseur. So the article goes through what a connoisseur of wine he is. Now, and then this is a spark debate. Yeah, he ain't kidding about this. And has sparked debate in the community of whether or that, not that is right for kids. Now, some people say it demystifies alcohol. And by the time they get older, that they will not be such a big deal. Which I would say that I drank twice to excess in high school, and then I went to college and completely went off the rails.
So I think I was just going to say, it, I don't think it matters, demystifying or not. It's the environment you're in.
So
so this is interesting because there is an age where it is legal for anyone, for you to drink alcohol. Like, it's illegal to buy alcohol for someone under 18. The only exception is for 16 and 17-year-olds who are allowed to drink beer, which is, I don't know where that is, wine or... I got to find this. And then it said it is legal for anyone over 5 to drink alcohol, I guess if it's in your own home.
There you go. Boom. You can't... The religion can't tell me what I can and cannot
do. But then
do.
Again, I'm reading this... Well, I mean, I think... And I can't think of a specific... I guess it's like being able to wear certain things somewhere because of your religion. There would be illegal to, like, I don't know, wear a mask in certain places,
yeah,
or to cover up your face.
In my home, I mean, if it's something that is, you know, not a non-violent or non-sexual thing, you can't tell me in my home.
Can you give your kid a tattoo in your home?
I don't think that'd be advisable, but yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because it happens in other cultures.
Well, I know that
you can't go to a tattoo parlor and get one because the tattoo parlor can't do it. But I'm not positive they can't do it without parental consent. So I don't know.
No. Someone was just arrested for bringing their kid to get a tattoo at a tattoo parlor. Right, but I'm wondering if it's legal to do it on your own at home.
I would have to imagine that it is. Why not? So there is the inherent debate. A lot of parents mix it with water.
How old were you the first time you got drunk?
15, 16? Oh, no. It was New Year's Eve, and I was 15, and I threw up all over this family's new house, and they had a stupid big white rug in their basement. It was very classy. And I threw up all over, and they started screaming and yelling at me, and then we had to drop my friend off, and I threw up all over the car, and then my mom eventually told me that I had called the house that night, just, like, blacked out of my mind. Oh, I only got drunk one other time in high school. Only twice in high school did I drink.
I drank once. And it was funny because I hear, with the Kavanaugh thing, like, you know, high school back then was everyone's, like, drinking and getting... Like, I must have had the most boring high school because I couldn't afford beer. I couldn't afford to drink.
You could have afforded. You guys could have pulled money and gotten beer. That's ridiculous.
No, I honestly... In that, I was also afraid that I would get in trouble and not be able to work.
That's more than it.
Yeah.
Get in trouble and not be able to work.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be able to afford to, like, go out on dates and...
But why would you not be able to work if you drank?
Because my parents would be pissed.
And they would tell you not to work?
Yep.
Well, I think that you're making something that you did morally as a financial thing. Because there's no way you guys couldn't afford... I mean, everyone drank.
It's why... No, that's definitely why I didn't smoke weed. Because they... I mean, leave it like Blockbuster when I worked there. They would do drug tests with your hair. And I'm just like...
Oh.
You're not going to have any employees.
Well, right. If you let a job at Blockbuster, that's not why you didn't smoke weed. You didn't want to smoke weed because you didn't want to smoke weed.
No, it was because I was afraid I was going to lose a job.
So why don't you smoke weed?
Right now? Well, now it's because I haven't found a spot where I could do it. Now that it's legal... I would want to be away from my kids.
No, okay, that's easy.
Yeah, I don't want to be like I don't like getting drunk in front of my kids, so I'm not going to get stoned in front of my kids.
Okay, so I mean that's easy. Why didn't you smoke weed when you were in your 20s?
Because I was afraid I was going to get fired
from Blockbuster.
Well, from all the jobs I had, yeah. Because even our radio station used to drug test us. Remember,
they gave you about a 2 months' notice and said, "Here's when we're going to drug test you." Here's when you can't smoke weed anymore.
Yeah, and I was still freaked out. So that's why I
just didn't want to do it. You were a little afraid of it.
I'm not afraid. All my friends did. I was in a band. Like everyone.
I know, but you did not do it.
Because I didn't want to lose my job. I didn't want to not have enough money to buy gear for my band and to go on a date with Mary. It's the truth. That's the truth.
That's not it.
It is. It's like, you know, but
you're 42 years old. I mean, there's been ample time for you to smoke marijuana. It can't be a financial situation. I mean, there's always been this stumbling block. Like when we first moved to Boston.
Yep.
And you didn't have kids.
Yep.
Why did you not smoke marijuana?
Because I was just busy. I don't. There wasn't a time where I just was like, hey, there's pot right here. Like, I didn't know where to get it.
There was pot all over the place when we first moved here.
I wouldn't know where to get it.
It was in homes that we were in.
Yes. And the one time we were in a home, I smoked a little bit, but I didn't get high.
No, you know, it's very odd to get high the first time. I don't smoke marijuana because I don't like it very often.
That's literally the only time I've smoked a joint. You know that?
I do know that. But you're giving these reasons.
But that's where, the reason. I just
like
didn't
you didn't have time to smoke marijuana? You were so
busy? I wouldn't have known where to go. Like, it was too much work to find
the guy
who sold
it. Well, we had friends that were constantly... Listen, it's fine that you don't smoke weed. I don't smoke weed. But your excuse is very thin. I don't know why you just don't say, yeah, I was a little afraid
Because it's true. I've never been afraid to smoke. All my friends did it. Everybody did.
That means you would even more
I just didn't want to lose my job.
At Blockbuster.
Yes, because that's the only place I could get money to take Marianne on dates and to buy gear for my band.
All right.
If I didn't have that.
Why were the other guys not concerned about getting gear for the band?
Because they didn't have any kind of, I don't know. Oh, one of the other guys didn't smoke. It was in the band.
The bass player.
No. He smoked a lot.
Okay.
No, the guy went to Georgia Tech.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they weren't concerned with gear for the band.
They were, but they were guys who jumped from job to job anyway.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Let's not waste any more time. Mark Gemelli, the dad of Nick Gemelli, did a Cribs for us, and I'm hearing it's fantastic. We won't waste any more time. We'll get to it in a moment.
Stay tuned for Toucher and Rich on 98.5 Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and we've been doing Cribs with... If you don't know what Cribs is, and probably we're really old and just assume that you do. MTV used to do a show where they would go to an artist or someone famous's house, and they would go around and you could see what an extravagant lifestyle they led. And it also lets you kind of into the psyche of the person, maybe the reality of the person. Now, we went to Sarge's house, and it was a bachelor pad from heaven. If, as a young lady, you loved wrestling memorabilia. Then we went to Bird's, and it was a bedroom at his parents' house where there seemed to be 1,000 people living, including a baby that he made cry.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He's a baby. Exactly.
I'm sorry, buddy. Oh, you're right.
You're all right.
All right. So now it's time for the coup de grace.
I've been waiting for this one.
It's 98.5, the Sports Hub Cribs. Today's episode.
My name is Mark Gemelli.
Mark Gemelli loves meatballs. He loves life. He has his Manhattan at 3 o'clock every day. He sleeps in a recliner. He keeps a radio next to the recliner, by the way, so he can listen to the show.
That's what I've been told. Every morning he listens in, does not miss it, in his small apartment over in the North End.
With all the room he needs.
Where young Nick, when his heart exploded, was stuck there for about 2 months.
Just sleeping in the one bedroom while contently Mark Gemelli slept on a recliner.
That's right. And so I've been looking forward to this. This is Nick went over to his dad's place and said, "Dad, for the masses, why don't you show us around your apartment and let's go to the tape."
"Dad, can we use this for the radio?"
"Yes."
"What's your name?"
"Mark Gemelli."
Right. And we're off. He knows he's a star. He's like, "Yes, indeed." He just knows. He's like, "I am a superstar."
"What's your name?"
"Mark Gemelli."
Have you ever heard someone so happy saying their own name?
I love this guy.
Oh, he's the best. I never want to meet him. I never want to see what he looks like. Ugh. I don't want to. Thank you, Rich, because Rich listened to me. Mm-hmm. And I said, "Please don't take pictures of the house. I don't want to know."
Yep.
I never want to talk to him on the phone. Oh, no, we have talked to him on the phone.
Of course.
Yeah, I just I like my mental images of what's going on.
Sure.
"How are you doing?"
"Doing fine today."
"What are you doing right now?"
"I'm waiting for your sister to come because it's her birthday, and we've got our Chinese order just delivered. And so I want you to stay, and we'll have a nice dinner."
"No meatballs tonight?"
"No meatballs tonight. I got your chicken fingers, though."
"Okay, great. What are you doing?"
So they got Chinese food, and young Nick ordered off the kids' menu.
As if he's 8 years old.
Yeah. So we'll be having the mooshu pork.
will be having the General Gao's chicken, and my son will be having chicken fingers.
With the applesauce packet.
And milk. I got your chicken fingers.
Who made that order?
Montrevelli.
Your sister's coming home.
Okay, great. What are you doing right now?
I'm in my recliner, having a Manhattan, getting ready for the game.
All right. Well, we're doing a segment called Cribs, okay?
All right.
And you're going to give me a tour of your crib.
Oh, you want a tour of the apartment?
Yes. Fred wants a, you know, a tour.
Is Fred coming? Is he coming to visit?
No.
I would love Fred to come visit.
That's not happening. All right. No commercials here, just the headlines. We'll be back with more of Mock Jamelli's Cribs.
Mock Jamelli!